Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show coming to you live, commercial-free from my super-secret back. Hey, folks, we are back and back in the middle of greatness. I wholly did not think that it was appropriate to have any kind of music or sound effects or whatever this week. Out of respect for superstar Billy Graham, he passed away earlier in the week, and it's just really sad. I will talk about that here in a bit, but before I do that, welcome on in. If you're new here, or even if you've been here before, come on in, kick your feet up, get something to drink. Let's just have some fun. This is your place for everything WWE, and wow, huge, huge week coming up. Because on today's show, I'm going to talk about the two tournaments, I guess you could call them, for the new WWE World Heavyweight Championship, which many people, myself included, have dubbed the Constellation Belt. And then on Wednesday, I will be talking about Night of Champions. I'll be talking about Battleground. I'll be talking about the Saudi Arabia show, the Night of Champions. I'll also be talking about the NXT women's tournament that's kicked off as well. So a lot to get through. A lot to get through. Now, before I do that today, picked up two new countries. I am now up to 32 countries I'm listening in. Holy smokes. I know I say this a lot, but I am extraordinarily grateful. Any place that I'm listened to, I'm listening to really all over the world now, and I'm just picked up Singapore. I mean, Singapore. Okay. And Israel. Holy smoke. So, folks, I am worldwide. So, very, very grateful for anybody that's listening to me. And so, let's just get going here. So, let's start off with superstar Billy Graham. We lost a true original this week. In my mind, he is the link. He is the link between the, I guess, old school carnival era and the modern era. What I mean by the old school carnival era that went from really the carnival days, so what, late 1800s, early 1900s, somewhere around there, and I'll have to you know, look at you know, an exact date for you guys later, but that era all the way up through Bruno Sammartino, and then you had superstar Billy Graham, and he was that link between that first era and the modern era that, for all intents and purposes, started with Hulk Hogan. So you have a link, and Billy Graham's that link. I'm going to pull back the curtain here just a bit, and going to, I'm going to pull back the curtain just a bit. And so you've got the Batcave, and I say I'm coming from the Batcave, but the Batcave, at least for me, is located in Tucson, Arizona, and love it. I just looked it up right now, and Paradise Valley, where Billy Graham was billed from, is literally right smack dab in between Glendale and Phoenix and Mesa. So that area, up there. So he is a true Arizona original. I was watching some of his promos that he did over the years, this week since his passing, and it was so interesting because you could talk about Hogan, you could talk about Rock, you could talk about Stone Cold Steve Austin, you could talk about CM Punk, Paul Heyman, you name it. But the person that really, I think, he didn't come up with the modern concept of a promo, okay? He didn't do that. But Billy Graham made that type of promo that we hear on a weekly basis accessible. Because before that, it was, I don't want to say it was scripted, but it was pretty much like, well, gosh darn it, fill in the blank, you're going up against fill in the blank. How do you feel? And it's like, oh, I'm going to try my very best, and I know they're going to try their very best, and we're just going to see who wins, and we're going to give the fans a great time, and hope to see you Sunday in Amarillo or some other place. But Billy Graham, he told you a story. Any great promo, in my opinion, tells you a story. Any great promo tells you a story of, hey, I was wronged. This is why I was wronged. This is what I'm going to do about it. Or, hey, I won this championship. I did it for fill in the blank, and let's go celebrate. Or whatever. And again, I'm not saying that other people didn't do that back in the day, but Billy Graham, I think, made promos accessible. Made them feel organic. And just super, super awesome guy. I wish I had met the guy. I'm going to date myself a bit here. The first time that I saw superstar Billy Graham was right around WrestleMania 4. So 1988. And I didn't really know too much about him. I just knew that, he was wearing the tie-dye and all that. He was in an angle where he was, now I don't remember if it was before or after, but it was right around the time that Billy Graham had his hip surgery, and I think this was before, to kind of write him off of, of it. Again, I'll have to look. But Billy Graham was attacked from behind by Slick, and Natural Butch Reed, One Man Gang, and then Slick and Butch Reed, you know, held on to Billy Graham and you know, One Man Gang dove onto him, I think, like two or three times. And yeah, that just sticks with me to this day. And there was a meme, and I apologize. I can't remember where the meme came from. It was something I saw on YouTube, and had a bunch of pictures. So it had like it. And it had Randy Savage being tied up in the ropes where he got bit by Jake Roberts' Cobra. And the caption was something along the lines of, "Why are Gen Xers so messed up?" I just commented below and I said, "Because we've seen stuff." You know, because we've seen stuff. Yeah, so it's just absolutely amazing at what Billy Graham did for the business. It's so appropriate, the title of his DVD, and I want to watch that here, if not today, certainly soon, where it's talking about being 20 years too soon. You know, he was ahead of the curve 20 years before the Attitude Era. If you would have put Billy Graham from the mid to late 1970s into the Attitude Era, nobody would have blinked. It would have been like, "Oh, cool. It's Billy Graham. Cool. This guy, my gosh, he was absolutely amazing." So just huge thank you, massive thank you to superstar Billy Graham. And before I wrap up, and then we will go straightway into the various tournaments that have happened in WWE. If you guys want to see just an absolute trippy promo, well, not even a promo, it was an interview. If you want to see a trippy interview, that was kind of like, okay, this is kind of cool. It's Billy Graham, but he was being interviewed by Paul Heyman, okay, by Paul E., and I just about died. I'm like, oh my gosh, two of the greatest promos of all time are in the same shot at the same time talking to each other. Oh, it was so trippy. And Paul E., like, he legitimately looked elated to be in the presence of superstar Billy Graham. Good night. I just about died when I saw that the other night. I was like, are you kidding? This is so cool. So go on to YouTube, type Billy Graham promos or Billy Graham, Paul Heyman, and I mean, you're going to be like, oh, okay, this is so cool. So, yeah, I just thought that was really cool. So, God bless you, Billy. Man, you were a true original. Right, so let's get straightway into this week's action with WWE. So, as I mentioned on Raw, on SmackDown, you had the I guess you could call them tournaments for the tournaments for the new WWE World Heavyweight Championship, otherwise known as the Consolation Belt. And you had how they did the tournament was it was a little hokey. I'm just gonna be honest. It was a little hokey. So on Monday you had two triple threat matches. The winners of each of those matches go into the semifinals. Winner of that match goes into the finals at Night of Champions in Saudi Arabia. Then same with SmackDown. So two triple threats. Those winners meet each other in the semifinals. That semifinal winner goes to face the Raw winner at Night of Champions in Saudi Arabia. And I'm like, okay, so you're telling me that you couldn't have a one-night tournament. You're telling me you can't have a one-night tournament. That would have been, if you wanted eight people, okay, eight random people, and then you have essentially, you know, so you got the four quarterfinal matches, you have the two semifinal matches, you have the one final. That's seven matches. And we will talk about how I would have built the card at Night of Champions on Wednesday. But, yeah, I just thought that was kind of like a, what the heck? Are you guys serious? So, there's that now. Let me see if I can get back over here. Okay, yeah, so on Raw, you have Damian Priest versus Shinsuke Nakamura versus Seth freaking Rollins, a.k.a. Colby. And I thought that it was really interesting. I'm not much for fashion. I'm wearing sweats and a t-shirt. So I'm not really much for fashion. But I thought it was interesting that both Damian and Shinsuke wore basically black. Colby wore Islander / Seahawks colors. So blue and green with some white in there. And I found that interesting because they were in Tampa, or not Tampa, they were in Jacksonville. And you want to know where they were in Jacksonville? They were about a mile away, literally a mile away from Daly's place, and where the Jaguars play. And so they were literally a mile away from AEW. I mean, the Seahawks colors, that's Bryan Danielson. They were a mile out from AEW. If that wasn't like a knock knock, you know, we're here type thing, I don't know what to think. The closest that they've done to that sort of thing was, again, 25-ish years ago when WWE went to, and DX went to Norfolk Civic Center in Virginia, and, you know, they were doing the whole invasion of WCW, and they obviously couldn't get inside the building, but that was like a, okay, this is kind of cool. That this is like a real time thing, you know? So I thought that was pretty cool back in the day. So the fact that they were a mile out from AEW, that was a shot. I mean, that was a shot. That was like, okay. but getting back to the matches, it was a bit spot festy. And what I mean by spot festy is there's two different ways to do a match. You either meticulously plan things out, like we're going here, we're going here, we're doing this, you're doing this, this happens, and so everybody knows beat for beat, line for line, what you're doing and when you're doing it. The other way to do it is to call it in the ring. And that's a bit of a lost art form. Basically, it's more spontaneous. It's more organic. And the very, very, very best call it in the ring. And so it seems more seamless. If you don't know really, you know, if you haven't really been with that other person or those other people in the ring, then yeah, it's more of a, you know, beat for beat, line for line, you know, spot fest. But it was still a really, really great match. It was hard hitting. Shinsuke looked really good. He looked really good. Damian always looks good. But Colby, literally from the far, or well, not even the far, but from the near right turnbuckle. So, you know, out of the camera shot. But, you know, he splashed to break up a pin, and he got the win himself. So I thought that was absolutely amazing. Next one was Finn versus Miz versus Cody Rhodes. It was a smoother match. It was a little spot festy, but it was still a very smooth match to watch. I need Cody versus Finn one-on-one, please. These two are just money. They are money. They're money. I really think they could draw well. Cody was going to win, but Brock yanked him out of the ring. Just started beating the holy heck out of him. Finn hits the coup de grace on Miz, and he is in the finals with Colby. And then the night you had Finn versus Colby, they beat the holy heck out of each other. The crowd seemed a little dead, and that's the risk of having a 3-hour show. A lot of people, myself included, are starting to think, well, maybe we should pare back to 2 hours, but then you run the risk of, well, so you're not using fill-in-the-blank wrestlers, and so they're going to just be stuck in catering. And so it's kind of a double-edged sword. But there's a lot of history between Finn and Colby. Finn, of course, the first Universal Champion, beat Colby at SummerSlam a number of years back. Had to relinquish it the next night because of a botched buckle bomb. The outside barricade. So there is history there. Next up, NXT, the women's tournament to decide brand new NXT women's champion, as Indy Hartwell had to relinquish her title because she was drafted up to the main roster up on Raw. We have Tiffany Stratton versus Gigi Dolin. Tiffany Stratton has star written all over her. I mean, she really does. She's a heat magnet. She can get the crowd riled up. She really conveys how she feels on the microphone in a very natural way. And Tiffany is just athletic as all get out. She really is. Gigi has transitioned into a believable babyface, but Tiffany Stratton did win this match. Lyra Valkyria versus Kiana James. Now, Kiana James got the jobber's entrance. What does that mean? That she didn't come through the curtains. She didn't go down the ramp. At least not televised. They came back from break. She was already in the ring. And it was just kind of like, okay. I see where this is going. Kiana has a mean streak a mile wide. Good Lord. She is physical. She is vicious. She is just an amazing, amazing wrestler. I really believe that. Lyra really didn't get much offense in. I mean, she really didn't. And I hate to say that Lyra got lucky, but she kind of got lucky. Finally, you've got Fallon Henley versus Cora Jade, 100 miles an hour, and Cora took Fallon apart. So, those are your first round matches. I will share more with you on Wednesday as we get closer to Battleground. Oh, I forgot one. Sorry. Roxy Perez won her match, and I'm thinking to myself, and this is kind of the Cody Rhodes situation. If Roxy is just going to win her title back, then why didn't you just have her win at Stand and Deliver in that ladder match? Makes no sense. I understand that, well, Indy has worked her tail off, and she has. But it's kind of like, okay, so you just gave her a title just to pull it off of her? Like a month later? I got a bit of an issue with that. Finally, for this here episode, we talk about the SmackDown side of the equation for the World Heavyweight Championship. Rey Mysterio versus Edge versus AJ Styles. Oh my gosh. Match of the year candidate. These three were just, it was so awesome to see those three in the same ring at the same time. It was so smooth. Like I said, I can't prove it, but it felt like they were calling that whole match in the ring, which was really cool. How old are these people? I mean, they're all like late, you know, mid to late 40s. I mean, how old are these people again? Wow, just amazing. Next one was Lashley versus Austin Theory versus Sheamus. It was more spot festy. More, you know, like I said, beat for beat. But it was still a really, really good match. It was bruising as Bobby Lashley had a huge gash on his head. And I think he bled hard way, meaning it was an accident. But yeah, he was bleeding pretty profusely. I'm like, ugh, that's not good. The crowd did seem quiet, but anyways, and then finally, Bobby Lashley versus AJ Styles. It was a great match. It was very physical, and AJ picks up the win, and he will go up against Seth freaking Rollins, a.k.a. Colby, at Night of Champions in Saudi Arabia. And that is going to be a match for the ages. I mean, you want to talk about match of the year candidate? That's it right there. I'm not going to call it the match of the year yet, but that is a match of the year candidate for sure, coming up at Night of Champions. Right, well, that is the show for this week. But like I said, I will be back on Wednesday. Now, I'm going to be with you guys pretty much, call it a good chunk of Wednesday. I'm going to do a watch-along with you guys on Backlash from Puerto Rico. I'm going to, again, talk about the NXT Women's Championship Tournament. I'm going to talk about their champions. I'm going to talk about Battleground. I'm going to talk about the fact that the Women's Tag Team Championships have just been pretty much, hot potatoed again. I will talk about that on Wednesday. But that is the show. I'm so extraordinarily grateful again for everybody that listens to the show. So, until I see you guys on Wednesday, this is Russell Wortham, and just like the Beatles sang all those many, many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys Wednesday.